The Senate has approved the most sweeping change to federal bankruptcy law in decades. The measure would make it harder for some people to have their debts erased. The House has passed a similar bill, and President Bush says he is inclined to sign it. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The bill passed overwhelmingly, with 83 senators in favor. If it becomes law, some people will find it harder to file for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. That's the law that lets people dissolve huge credit card bills or other debts. Supporters say truly desperate debtors won't be affected. But if a court finds that people can afford to pay some of their debts, they'll have to agree to a payment plan. And all people will have to consider credit counseling before going to bankruptcy court. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley contends the bill will stop people from abusing the system.
No longer is a person who's got the ability to repay some of their debt going to get off scot-free.
Senator Grassley spoke to reporters at the Capitol last night. Over in the corner, a television set was on with the sound turned down. And as Grassley spoke, the evening news showed footage of one of the few senators to oppose him. Waving his arms as he stood on the Senate floor, Paul Wellstone was charging that corporate lenders lobbied to skew this bill in their favor. He predicted trouble if a recession forces more Americans into bankruptcy.
They will find it impossible to rebuild their economic lives, and they will hold us accountable. And they will say, why were you on the side of the financial services industry and all these big banks and all these big lenders?
Senator Grassley says he's taking the side of ordinary Americans. In his home state of Iowa, local business people suffer when their customers don't pay.
That's where I come into the picture. I can't do anything about a bunch of special interests, trade associations coming into it.
Grassley acknowledges that big lenders did come into it. Credit card companies, auto companies, banks, and retailers all lobbied for special provisions. Many got them. They were competing to get a bigger share of the money left over when a person goes bankrupt. California Senator Barbara Boxer charged that one provision would make it harder for debtors to escape their credit card debts.
As I look at this, this is the little person against the huge credit card companies.
One of the bill's supporters, Joe Biden of Delaware, challenged that interpretation.
This is a bunch of malarkey, with all due respect. I understand the intention, and I think it's just a misreading of the legislation.
As Biden fulminated on the Senate floor, Senator Boxer happened to stroll right behind him, and Biden spun around.
Now, let me speak to the issue that my good friend, and gosh, I hate being on the opposite side of Senator Boxer. She literally is my closest friend in the Senate. I don't like doing this. But here's the deal.
Senators finally worked out a compromise to modify that language, and they agreed to change some of the other special provisions. Landlords had wanted more power to evict bankrupt tenants. Senators weakened that provision at the last moment, scribbling a compromise amendment on a sheet of lined paper. A group of wealthy Americans wanted relief from debts they owed due to the failure of Lloyd's of London. The original bill would have helped them, but the full Senate voted down that idea. The Senate rejected other changes. Some liberal senators wanted Congress to examine the other side of bankruptcy. They say predatory lenders lure people into debt or market credit cards to children. But the bill's supporters say those reforms have to wait for another time. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, the Capitol.